Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
This is my Bible as I look into the perfect law of liberty, the mirror of God's Word. I see myself as God sees me. I am who He said I am. I have what He said I have. I can do what He said I can do. I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, living seed of my living God. My heart is receptive. My mind is alert. And I will never be the same. Never, never, never. I'll never be the same. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Praise God, you may be seated.
Hello, this is Dr. Gerard Curry. Thank you for joining us today. We're picking up where we left off yesterday, and we're taking excerpts from our book that's soon to be released, God's Divine Plan for Healing and Health. And in that book, there are 17 questions that have been asked by people like yourself, to ministers like myself and around the world, and even questions I asked in the beginning, and I'm still learning a lot more answers, but questions that people need to know about healing and health answered in this book. And so we started to look at this right now, and healing and health is God's divine plan and purpose. So let's pick up where we left off yesterday. God bless you. Question number 15 from my book, which is God's Divine Plan for Healing and Health, and that's spirit, soul, mind, and body. Healing and health, we're talking of the soulish realm and the physical realm. Because you don't get healed in your spirit, you get reborn in your spirit, brand new spirit. Okay, so the question asked by people around the world and in America, yeah, to me and to other ministers, what should my faith walk look like? What should my faith walk look like? And I think that's a pretty good question. You know, how do I know that I'm walking in faith? What should it look like? Give me something that I can go by. Well, the answer is, number one, it's a process. Everyone say, it's a process. Okay, now the reason why I'm saying this is because I don't want you or anybody to get despondent because their level of faith is not where it's going to be. And they see other people that have got a level of faith up here and they over here, and that can make a person despondent. I don't want that. It is a process. I had to go through the process. The disciples had to go through the process. Do you know that Jesus said to the disciples, you of little faith at one stage, but their faith got bigger. Remember he prayed for Peter. He said, Peter, the devil has come that he might sift you, but I have prayed that your faith fail you not. So faith is a substance that grows in comparison to our belief. As we begin to trust God more, we exercise more faith. So it's a process. So if you're here now with your faith, maybe a month ago you were over here underneath. You've grown some. And we go from faith to faith, strength to strength, and glory to glory. So please, I really wish that you would get this in your spirit. Don't become despondent because you see people achieving and attaining things that you want to attain and achieve. They have to go through the process. I have to go through the process. You have to go through the process. Can you say amen? So it is a process, first of all, as to what your faith should look like. So the first day you get saved, you've got faith already, the size of a mustard seed. You got saved. That already means you've exercised faith. Well, Ephesians 2:8 says, he says this, for by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is a gift of God. So that faith and the grace and the salvation is all a gift from God. So I exercised that faith that God gave me, that small measure. He said, if you've got faith the size of a mustard seed, then you can cast mountains into the ocean. So mustard seed size faith can get you virtually everything. And as you learn to grow it, that mustard seed becomes an oak tree of faith. And so what happens is you got saved. If you're born again, you've already exercised faith. So you have exercised your faith. You have walked in faith. Salvation is a sign of faith. Amen. If you get that, please say amen. If that makes sense to you, please just type the amen or give me a thumbs up. But I need to see something, a heart. I like hearts, okay? But you've got to understand, if you're born again, you've already exercised faith. Now, if you can get born again by exercising the faith that God gave to you, then you can grow your faith and get stronger in your faith. Amen. Now, the thing about faith is you study the word, and I'm reading from a book, you study the word every day by reading it and meditating on passages of scriptures, okay, you'd like to memorize. So what you should do is read the word of God and study and meditate on passages of scripture that you'd like to memorize in order to plant them deep in your heart. So let's say you're believing for finances. If you wanted to believe for finances, you've got to do what the word says. First of all, you've got to be a sower and a giver, a tither and a giver. Okay, that goes without saying. If you don't do that, you know, start there. Start there. Ask God to help you to start there. And so once you're doing that, you take the scriptures on prosperity. 2 Corinthians 9:10, 2 Corinthians 8:9, whichever one you want. He supplies seed to the sower, both supplies bread for your food, multiplies your seed, so it increases the fruit of your righteousness. Or God became poor so that you can become rich. Or God supplies my every need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. I mean, I can go on and on and on, right? We learn the scripture. We meditate on the scripture. We get an understanding to what it means. And then we speak that word out of our mouth. We start speaking it. And we act on the word. You understand? You stop saying I'm broke. You stop saying I can't afford it. You can't stop saying how we're going to do this. Stop saying we'll never get out of debt. You start speaking what God said. You said you would supply my every need according to your riches in glory by Christ Jesus. That's not according to my job, not according to my boss, not according to the president, not according to the government, not according to the economy. It's according to you and your glory, and I happen to be a child of yours. And you supply because I am an ambassador for the kingdom of heaven, and the kingdom I am an ambassador for supplies all my need. All right, so you get the scriptures, you get the word, you meditate on it. That's meditation. What I just did there is like meditating. You're saying, you said you'd supply all my need according to your riches. Your riches override the riches of the world. Your riches, you show me in secret places, hidden riches. Now you're meditating on the word. Then you sound an ambassador. And you're meditating on the word by saying, that means you're taking care of me. You supply everything, my clothes, my finances, my food, my family, the house I live in. You supply it according to your riches as I'm an ambassador representing the kingdom of heaven. Like any person representing another country comes here, the country they're representing pays for everything, even their flight. So you, now meditating. Are you with me? Now we're meditating on the word of God, talking about you supply my need, not the government. And then I'm an ambassador and you supply me. And you start meditating. There's lots more. And you start thinking it over, mulling it over. And you're getting that in. You're getting it in. You got the scriptures. And now you start speaking it, speaking it, speaking it. And you'll start acting on it. And next thing you know, wow, look at my life. And that's how my wife and myself have done this. The only way we've done it, we are not clever enough, get me. I have bought shares that you would laugh at me. And they boomed, exploded. I have no idea how. God directs us, okay? All right. But I am a faithful tither and giver. Totally faithful, whether you are or you're not. I want to encourage you, learn to become a tither and giver. Become an extravagant giver. Amen. So what I'm saying to you is you've got to read scripture, meditate on the passages of scripture that you want to memorize in your spirit and your heart, and then they'll be planted and you'll start speaking those words. You confess those memorized scriptures every day, now especially healing scriptures, if that's what you're looking for, healing scriptures. All right. So you learn the scriptures, you meditate on what it means, like we just showed you, a little form of meditation, and you mull it over, you ponder it, you think about it, you check it in different translations, you check it up in the concordances, and you sit there, you do a little study, little pieces of paper flying around, you're meditating. And then you close your eyes and you sit and you wait and you listen to God. Be still and know that I am God. Wow, they that wait upon the Lord, he'll renew your strength. And he'll start talking to you. And now all of a sudden, boom, oh my goodness, I'm healed. I get it. I'm healed. That's it. Now your faith grows. Amen. So that's how you do it. And so what you do, you confess healing scriptures. You confess them when you feel fine, and you confess them when you feel bad. You confess them when you're taking medication, and you confess them when the devil attacks your system with symptoms. You confess the word of God. While you're taking the aspirin, you're confessing the word of God. If I take aspirin, doesn't mean I'm not in faith, not at all. Come on. You've got to train yourself, and you've got to learn. We'll talk about that now. Now, every day, your faith can grow. Every day, every single day, your faith can grow. I'm not talking the person next to you. I'm talking to them direct, but I'm talking to you direct. Your faith can grow. Whether the person next to you does or doesn't makes no difference. Your faith can grow. Remember the two men? They both heard the word of God. And the one man, Jesus said, the man who heard the word and did the word, acted on it, he built his house on the rock. And when the storms of life came, the house stood because it was found on the firm foundation. Then the man who heard, he said, he also heard the word of God. The both of them heard the word of God, so they both got faith. But this man didn't do what he heard. And when the storm, he built his house on the sand. And when the storms of life came, sickness and no money, all that stuff, the house fell, it crashed, and it was a big crash. So your faith can grow whether the person with you does or doesn't. What do you do with the faith that you've got? You've got faith already. And you need to exercise that faith by meditating on it and releasing it by the words out of your mouth. And that faith will help you. Can you say amen? Every day you learn to trust the great healer a little bit more. During this growth period, you may have to take medication for an illness or a symptom. Does it mean I've got no faith? Now hold on a second. There's faith, there's foolishness, and there's presumption. You can have faith and say, but I'm not foolish and I'm not presumptuous. I've got faith, but I'm not certain it's strong enough. At this stage, I'm going to continue with the resources that are provided for me, doctors and medication, et cetera, et cetera. But while I'm doing that, I am confessing the word of God over my circumstances, and I'm letting it out of my mouth, and I'm living like the word of God is true. Amen. So now watch it. You've got to keep doing that. It does not mean you're not in faith. First of all, you got faith when you got saved, so you're in faith for salvation. You might have faith to lift up 50 pounds, where I can only lift up 20, type of thing, right? So you've got different levels of faith in different areas of your life. So it doesn't mean you're not in faith. It might just mean you need to train your faith up a little bit more in that particular area. Nothing wrong with that. When you go to the gym, you don't start off with 500 pounds, do you? No, you start off with 50 or 20. And then a week or 2 weeks later, you go to 50. And then a couple of weeks later, you go to 100. And you work your way up.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to traditionworshipcenter.com or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. with youth and children's services available, located at 10799 Southwest Civic Lane, Port St. Lucie, in our beautiful Tradition Square Town Hall facility.
Don't sell your car for less. Your car is worth more than you think. Visit Wheels for the Heart Buy Center across from CarMax in Jensen Beach, where we beat most written offers, and help put single mothers and their children in reliable transportation. WheelsFromTheHeart.org, 561-231-0108.
Welcome to Enjoying Everyday Life with New York Times bestselling author Joyce Meyer. On today's program, Joyce will be teaching from her series, Pressing In and Pressing On. Do you desire everything